Mini episode 719 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by that NBA lottery pick, your pop culture influenced look at the world of hoops. Follow them on the web at that NBALotteryPick.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 719. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of the Better Call Saul season 2 finale titled Click. Here are the top 5 developments coming out of episode 2.9. Number 5, in one of the season's more shocking developments, Jimmy has now corrupted Kim. She's thought all along that she could walk that middle ground of being with Jimmy personally and then even professionally, kinda sorta, while keeping her hands clean of his ethical grime. But like everyone else ever disappointed by Jimmy, she failed to anticipate what his mind was capable of, and then she got pushed up against the wall by Chuck. Faced with the prospect of admitting that she believed the allegations that Jimmy's forgery torpedoed his older brother, she shot down the charge, accusing Chuck for good measure of inspiring Jimmy's various misdeeds because of his attitude. As she later spat at Jimmy, though, she knew that she'd been the beneficiary of his unwanted help. She's not happy about it, although she is glad to have the Mesa Verde account back, and it'll be interesting to see how far down the Skylar White enabler path she ends up going. She now knows, though, that she's crossed the Rubicon, that she's gotten her hands dirty, even though it was only out of a desire not to ruin Jimmy. Where she goes from here is anyone's guess. Number 4. Jimmy proved once and for all that he's much better at manipulating Chuck than Chuck is at manipulating him. Chuck's hubris, his sense of superiority, was the indispensable element in torpedoing Mesa Verde at the hearing, and you'd better believe that Jimmy was counting on just such a reaction when Chuck was confronted with the typos. Additionally, Chuck's frustration at the copy shop was born of his knowledge that Jimmy was one step ahead of him, and again, Jimmy knew that Chuck could stand nothing less than being outflanked by the slippin' one. However, the continuing exposure to electromagnetic radiation, combined with Chuck's off-the-charts rage, combined to produce that memorable pass-out at the end of episode 2.9, complete with the obligatory head bump. Now the taste of Jimmy's success turns bitter, as he has incapacitated and perhaps even killed his older brother as a result of how far he had to go to obtain the upper hand in their feud. And while Kim blames Chuck for molding Jimmy's less savory characteristics, she also looked up to her former boss, and it's far from certain that she would forgive Jimmy if his tendency to go too far did in Chuck. Number 3. Jimmy was, however, initially caught flat-footed by Chuck's quick diagnosis of his forgery. The man who will become Saul did not anticipate that he and Kim were going to be met with Chuck's accusations when they picked up the Mesa Verde files, and later on, although still mad at Jimmy, it took Kim to nudge Jimmy to cover his tracks at the copy store. Interestingly, Jimmy was almost a proxy for the audience, which is not used to seeing schemes unravel so quickly on this show. He did recover, though, and in the process may have ensured that his brother never does physically. Number 2. While Saul is not yet alive, Half Measures Mike is not yet dead. From flashing his money around after the robbery to probably breaching his cooperative relationship with Nacho by admitting that he tried to sic the police on the Salamanca family, the man who will become the cleaner indicated that he's still growing into what will become his fearsome, self-assured role on Breaking Bad. And beyond everything else, leaving the truck driver alive, the touch that unmasked him to Nacho, indicated a basic decency about not harming people unnecessarily that we know will be absent when Breaking Bad rolls around. Mike's refusal to be completely ruthless to the driver ensured the murder of the Good Samaritan, an infinitely more sympathetic figure. In many ways, learning about what makes Mike tick is even more interesting than what has been a more straightforward tale about Jimmy. Number 1, Jimmy and Mike have to absorb the lessons of their grand plots from the penultimate episode, which both mixed success and failure. As the season draws to a close, Jimmy's war with his brother, which began with the penultimate episode of last season, has reached the boiling point, with Jimmy triumphant but his brother harmed, perhaps irrevocably. Mike knows that he got an innocent man killed, and may have, through Nacho, antagonized the Salamanca family much worse than ever before. Each must pick up the pieces and maneuver through a season finale that was set up by one of the best episodes of the entire series to date. Their paths have been parallel for most of this season, and we know that they are destined to be largely intersecting, perhaps as soon as next year. In a series that has largely, somewhat surprisingly, opted to be more of a slow-developing character study than raw, edge-of-your-seat adrenaline vehicle like Breaking Bad, we saw many elements of the latter show in 2.9. As we bring this season to a close, it seems inevitable that we'll see many more. Thank you for checking out this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.